Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Said by many historians, and it's been borne out certainly in the experience of my 48 years on this planet, that the last refuge of tyrants is war. And that's why the powerful corrupt interests that control Joe Biden are desperate to distract from their war on the American people and their war on our freedoms with the globalist Great Reset and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates by distracting us off to the east and war with Russia yet again. The place where empires go to die. It's a very important article written by General Flynn, posted at Infowars.com, that points out that Joe Biden's escalation with Russia could end in the death of hundreds of millions of people conservatively. We'll be covering it all here today on the Alex Jones Show with myself, Owen Schroyer, and more.
That's why today's show headline is Joe Biden embarrasses himself on world stage, curses at reporter, and loses moral high ground to Russia. But imagine the corrupt American regime is so out of their minds that we're supposed to think Joe Biden and Lloyd Austin and General Milley are strong men and strong leaders and are ready to go to war in Russia. Total BS, total hype. What wars have these individuals ever won? Joe Biden goes to war with his britches every day, and you have military leaders that are more concerned with putting the troops in red high heels and telling everybody how gay they are, while Russia is actually training hard men for war. We're playing patty cake and gay happy time and transsexual surgery time in our military. Now, really, at this point, it's just a game of chicken. Russia doesn't want a conflict. Ukraine doesn't want a conflict. Nobody wants the U.S. over there. Nobody wants thousands of U.S. troops over there. They have said they're going to send weapons to the area. But you notice how the president of Ukraine is dissing Biden. The president of Russia is dissing Biden. So there is no desire for the U.S. to get involved there. But as Alex just said, and he'll be explaining coming up in the next segment, it's the perfect distraction from the absolute disaster that has been the Biden administration here just 1 year in. Whether it's the inflation or the open borders, the violent crime, the continued illogical mandates, more COVID deaths, more COVID cases, more vaccine deaths. And so they're saying here, the U.S. shipment of lethal aid reaches Ukraine amid Russia tensions. The shipment demonstrates U.S. commitment to helping Ukraine bolster its defenses in the face of a growing Russian aggression, the U.S. embassy in Kiev said. Well, I guess we should probably send Keith Olbermann and everybody over there because they stand with Ukraine. But no, it's disgusting, actually. It's disgusting that our leadership would consider sending American troops over there to die, which, as General Flynn said, could start a larger conflict in which hundreds of millions could die in a larger war. Who's really running things? Is Biden doing this? Is Ron Klain doing this? Milley Austin? Who's actually running the charade? Blinken? Anthony Blinken? That pipsqueak?
Nootropics is a fancy way of saying brain pill. And it is the fastest growing market in supplements in the world for good reason. There are a lot of amazing compounds out there, some healthy, some not, that do incredible things in our brains. And we've tried them all, we've researched them all, and we will not sell you anything that is linked to any problems or any type of toxicity or any type of extreme hangovers. Because I'm not saying some of our brain products, you won't have a little bit of a letdown once you take them, but that would be a lie. But these are very, very clean, the compounds that God gave us that are good for you. And one of our best sellers is back in stock, Brain Force Plus, a good, clean nootropic, a good, clean brain pill. You can find stuff that's stronger, but it's not good for you. This is a high-quality system. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's sold out for a long time at 40% off. So get your Brain Force Plus today at InfoWarsStore.com and help keep us on air. Thank you so much, and I'll see you out there.
On this Tuesday edition of the Alex Jones Show, the biggest news in the world is not that Neil Young came out and called for censorship of Joe Rogan and threatened to have his music pulled off the platform unless the platform removed Joe Rogan and canceled their contract with him. But what is the biggest story is the fact that elitists like Young, who work for large corporations that have established this whole neoliberal corporate globalist system, really think that they can exercise their will and their power over the people of this planet. And that's what this whole system that is being brought forward against us is about. Destroying free will absolutely and completely. And the Neil Youngs and the Noam Chomskys and the Klaus Schwabs of the world want you locked in your house, starving to death, if you don't take the unlimited shots into your body that they want to put into you. But the rotting corpse that is Joe Biden is emblematic of the death of this globalist neoliberal empire. And it knows it's dying. Hollywood knows it's basically already dead. The big East Coast and West Coast blue cities have destroyed their once great states, and they know they're dead. And all they're trying to do with the Great Reset is to convince us to climb into their graves with them. Neil Young is a washed-up joke. Neil Young is a fossil. Neil Young is a delusional, elderly, dementia-ridden thug who believes that he can go to platforms like Spotify and terrorize them into taking off their number one draw via his threat. I'll make a prediction. Even if Neil Young is able to get a consortium of so-called superstar artists to leave, Spotify isn't going to buckle. And it's because Spotify understands that the world's changed and that Hollywood is old and boring and hated, and so are all the old, so-called music stars, and that people want something new. And that the establishment and the UN and CNN and MSNBC and ABC and CBS are all a joke. But they're not just a joke. They represent the corporate globalists that, again, are enslaving humanity, bringing in a world ID, a world carbon tax, and trying to terrorize and bully anyone that doesn't submit to whatever their latest demands are. It's absolutely insane. So, Neil, I understand you're not an American. I understand you're Canadian. And, you know, Canada's a great country with great people. But if you like living in the equivalent of North Korea, you just stay up there and you keep rocking it there in your tyranny world. Because your own prime minister has said he admires the dictatorship of communist China. And has said he'd like to bring that to Canada. And that's where you are, buddy boy. So listen, if you've had your third, your fourth, your fifth, your sixth, your tenth shot, whatever it's up to now, Fauci says now you need four, Israel says you need six, then you're protected, right, scumbag? You're protected. You took all the shots. Oh, we're the bad ones. We're the ones that are anti-science. You now work for Big Pharma, Neil. Who knows, you probably took money from them. Lord knows nobody's come to your concerts. And you've now signed on to the violation of the Nuremberg Code. You've now signed on to genocide. You've now signed on to the New World Order. So you could pretend in the 70s and 80s and things that you were this, you know, big freedom lover. But now you'll be known as a fraud. But I'll tell you who won't be known as a fraud and who's not a fossil. And who's been strong and who has been persecuted, attacked for telling the truth. And whose music is about 10 times better than yours. We all know that's Eric Clapton. You see, he'll live on forever, long after his body's gone, and people will respect him and admire him. And long after Big Pharma and the tyranny of the early 21st century is defeated, he will be remembered as someone who was good and for the people. You'll be remembered as a joke. And as someone so manipulative and so stupid that you don't know that when I go on the Joe Rogan show, it's the second, third, and fourth largest shows he's ever done, with a combined total views currently on the platforms of over 300 million views. One of the visits has 100 plus million of those. You see, Neil, nobody's coming and listening and watching you at numbers even one-tenth of that. You can't stand that. So you want to try to throw your weight at people like Joe Rogan, and you're so damn foolish. You don't even understand that you just made Joe Rogan and the truth even bigger, because you don't get it, because you were never really a rebel. You were never really what you call rock and roll. You were never really, quote, punk rock. You were never cutting edge. No, you're a darling of the establishment and of the system, and it's now completely blown up in your face. So Joe Rogan will get bigger. You will get smaller. Now, all the media ganging up on me 4 years ago and calling for my deplatforming did hurt us. But slowly but surely, listeners and viewers understood it. And by word of mouth, they told folks Alex Jones still lives at Infowars.com and FreeWorldNews.tv. And now, slowly but surely, from being almost completely taken off the air, we have grown back to close to the level we were 4 years ago. And the persecution has only intensified. We're now being debanked. We're being sued. We're being attacked. But it doesn't matter. We have the truth, the people on our side. So over time, we're being proven right. We're being vindicated. People like you are being proven to be frauds. You use words like Joe Rogan's not science. Fauci's science. When Fauci's been proven to be a total and complete liar. Neil Young has signed on the wrong side of history. He's enraged that he can't censor and control things like we live in East Germany. And so now he has jumped the shark. Neil Young is everything that's wrong with the world, and people like Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan and the great people of this planet are everything that's right. All right, I'm going to turn this live broadcast over to Owen Schroyer, but just remember, Neil Young is not rocking in the free world. He's up there with Fauci and Peter Daszak and the people that actually created the virus and released it on the planet. And thank God, thanks to our listeners at the tip of the spear, the truth is coming out. God bless you all. Back to Owen Schroyer and the live transmission.
It is an odd thing to see. Rock and roll used to be about having a rebel soul, having a rebel spirit, going against the grain, doing your own thing. But not today's rock and roll, not today's Hollywood. It's all about doing the establishment's bidding, going against the people. And Neil Young is just the latest example, but it's really just, you're looking at Hollywood, you're looking at celebrities, and people just, the shine has worn off, you know? The celebrity status has really just taken a hit because they're jerks. I look at a guy like Aaron Rodgers and I say, wow, a guy that tells the truth, a guy that goes against the grain, a guy that takes all the slings and arrows for telling the truth, that's cool. That's my kind of guy. But then you look at a Neil Young saying, we need mandates, and if you don't censor Joe Rogan, I'll take my music off Spotify. Good. Take it off Spotify. You won't. You think Neil Young will actually take his music off Spotify? I doubt it. You think all of these journalists that are puffing up their chest saying, we need to stand with Ukraine. We need to be in Ukraine. We need to protect Ukraine. You think they're going to go over to Ukraine? You think they're going to send their kids to Ukraine? No. So really, what is it? It's just a bunch of phonies. That's all it is a bunch of phonies. They always were phonies. They'll always be phonies. And we've grown out of it now. We've grown up. We've grown out of it. We don't care about celebrities anymore. And now we know what you all are into, drinking the blood of the youth and hanging out with Epstein. So we're good.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Any
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
That's a great asset. More inflation. What a stupid son of a bitch.
Ah, yes. Well, how dystopic, isn't it? You just watch this creepy old pervert sitting up there pretending to be the president of the United States of America, pretending like he had the most votes of all time. Now, there's always a tweet, and so it's just hilarious, as Biden calls Peter Ducey a dumb son of a bitch. There's always a tweet. Here's Brian Stelter complaining in 2018 if Trump called someone a son of a bitch. Calling a journalist a son of a bitch, it was wrong when Trump was just a candidate, and it's even worse now that he's POTUS. Will you be commenting, Potato Head? Stelter, will you be commenting on Biden's son of a bitch comment? Probably not. And then here's even Biden in May of 2020. Trump deflects legitimate questions with attacks. He bullies members of the press instead of taking responsibility for his failures. His efforts to undermine public confidence in the integrity of reporting violate our core values and threaten our very system of government. Ah. Thank you, Joe. And you not doing press conferences, and when you do press conferences, they're totally staged and scripted, and we all watch you read off your card. We all watch you struggle to read off your card and then look for the person in the picture on your card in the gallery. Yeah. But the hypocrisy doesn't stop there with these Democrats. MSNBC host Tiffany Cross: people need to pick up a weapon and get involved in the war for America. I thought you people hated America. I thought America was racist and bigoted and xenophobic. Now you love America? I always. It's always been an interesting phenomenon how the left will claim they love America when it's convenient, but then they'll attack America when they're juxtaposed against our patriotism. Isn't that ironic? So here is that clip from Tiffany Cross, clip 11 from MSNBC. Pick up your weapon for war, guys.
But this is a war. This isn't a battle. And we absolutely will win this war.
It is a war. It is indeed a war. And I have to say, they have won some battles, Jasmine, but we have to keep our eye on the war, and everybody needs to pick up a weapon and get involved, because this is for the safety and lasting of the country.
So wait, you guys like America now? I'm confused. You want America to be great now? I'm just not getting it. I'm not really understanding it. The war for America. You mean like stopping the violent crime that's overrunning our major cities? Is that what you're talking about? Are you talking about protecting our southern border, where there's invasions happening every day? It's wide open. Is that what they're talking about? Are they talking about free speech and stopping the attack on free speech and stopping the censorship? What is it they're talking about? What America is it that they want to save? I'm just trying to figure it out, because I go to these liberal events and they burn American flags and they tear down America's history and they say America's racist and xenophobic and misogynist. And then they say, oh, we're trying to save America. What? This is the liberal left. But remember, you had Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters and Chuck Schumer. What was this? 4 years ago now. And they said, you know, you see Trump supporters, you make a crowd. You get in their face. You harass them. You see them at the gasoline station, is the Maxine Waters rant. Remember all that? But see, oh, pick up a weapon and go to war for America. I see. She must be talking about Black Lives Matter and Antifa going out to burn buildings and loot and assault. That must be what she's talking about, because I just can't figure it out. I'm just not getting it. I should probably stop trying to, though. I'll break my brain trying to understand liberal logic. So yesterday, we're really still feeling the after effects from the second opinion hearing yesterday, which we played a lot of here on air. There's a lot of clips on band.video. But as I'm kind of just reading through some of the highlights, it's really incredible. And it's really amazing that there weren't bigger headlines that have come out since it concluded yesterday. Like, for example, the military's numbers post-vaccine, the military numbers post-vaccine are a tripling of cancer. And that was explained yesterday by a lawyer who is working with a whistleblower in the Department of Defense. I mean, can you imagine that? 2021 post-vaccine, and they saw a tripling of cancer. I mean, do we have the audio from this, guys? If so, let's just go to this. I mean, this is just so huge.
All three have given me this data. I have declarations from all three. This data is under penalty. This is under penalty of perjury. We intend to submit this to the courts. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs investigated. And thank you so much, Senator, for having the courage to stand against these special interests.
So again, the Department of Defense, thank you, the Department of Defense, the Biden administration is on notice. They must preserve these records, and this must be investigated, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Senator. Thank you.
So
all three have given me this data. I have declarations from all three. This data is under penalty. This is under penalty of perjury. We intend to submit this to the courts. We have substantial data showing that we saw, for example, miscarriages increased by 300% over the five-year average, almost. We saw almost 300% increase in cancer over the five-year average. Cancer is not being talked about except for by Dr. Ryan Cole. Thank you, doctor. We saw, this one's amazing, neurological. So neurological issues which would affect our pilots. Over 1,000% increase. 1,000.
10 times. That's 10 times the rate, and obviously that...
83,000 per year. To, I'm sorry, 82,000 per year to 863,000 in 1 year. Our soldiers are being experimented on, injured, and sometimes possibly killed.
My God. Dr. Oh, and Corey, now Biden, so after injuring the military with the vaccines, he wants to send them to Russia. That is just so sick. How has Biden not been impeached? Seriously, what a joke.
Both of these amazing products have been sold out for almost half a year because of supply chain breakdowns. You've done a great job supporting InfoWars and supporting your immune system. The problem is, with all the COVID lockdowns, the Great Reset, we can't get these products in. So finally, they came in, but a limited run of our whole food, vitamin, mineral, essential, nutrient, multivitamins, so you absorb it, and so it's not toxic in your body like synthetic vitamins. And then, of course, vitamin C and zinc. This sucker is really full and heavy because it's a huge dose of vitamin C and zinc and rose hips. Number one thing you can do for your immune system and your body, it does so much more. Both of these are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. I'm going to keep them at that price until they sell out. Because of supply chain breakdowns, we got a limited run. So please take action now and order them at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, find similar products out there and use them, because this is a life and death situation to be healthy.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
All right, let's look at some of these news headlines again. We're still, it should have been seen millions of times. It should have been rebroadcast on all the cable news networks. The second opinion hearing yesterday with Senator Johnson and all the doctors. Must-watch censored doctors decry America's pandemic response at Capitol Hill COVID hearing. And there's just unbelievable stuff that came out of that. Aaron Rodgers rips Joe Biden and fake White House in anti-vax rant. Now, you know, I've got this stack over here. I noticed these psychotic liberals love to kick a man while he's down. So I've got this stack of all these leftists celebrating because Aaron Rodgers lost his playoff game the other day. Robert Reich, Chris Hayes, Jameel Hill, Keith Olbermann. I mean, the list just goes on and on. But I hope that this only encourages Aaron Rodgers to tell the truth even more and not back down to these leftist thugs. So, Aaron Rodgers has talked about how he doesn't want to get the vaccine. He's talked about how stupid all the protocols are. He basically has said without saying he doesn't believe Biden got 81 votes, and now he's making fun of Biden's fake White House and the vaccines that are so unhealthy and not even vaccines at all. Good for Aaron Rodgers. You know, he could probably play a couple more years in the NFL, but if he did retire, you got a feeling he would probably go into media. He goes on with Pat McAfee. He's got a big sports show like once or twice a week, so that's going to be an interesting one to watch. And oh my gosh, imagine the left melting down when one of the greatest NFL quarterbacks of all time starts to tell the truth about them and stands up as an American patriot. Who will follow? He won't be the only one. Zlatan Ibrahimovic, this is a Swedish soccer player, plays, I'm not sure if he's in the Italian league or where he's playing now, but out of Sweden. Zlatan Ibrahimovic backs Novak Djokovic over vaccine row, says sportsmen shouldn't be forced to take the jab to compete. Good for Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Anti-vax gold medalist, anti-vax Olympic gold medalist dies of COVID even though he was vaccinated. Yeah, they forced him to get the vaccine so he would compete. But now Olympic gold medalist Sylvester Saloni, they say, has died of COVID. Did he die of COVID or did he die from the vaccine? City suspends vaccines for children after 10-year-old girl suffers heart attack following Pfizer jab. This was in Brazil. A city of Brazil put an immediate halt to vaccines for youngsters after a 10-year-old girl suffered a heart attack mere hours after her first Pfizer injection. I mean, can you imagine the, just the sinking feeling? You go, you get your girl, your little girl a vaccine, and then hours later, gone. And we all knew this was going on. We've all known this was going on. Everybody knew this would happen, and they've done it. They've still done it. But yeah, I mean, that's a pretty big wake-up call when your little 10-year-old daughter dies just hours after getting the vaccine. Yeah, that's going to be a wake-up call big time. Undercover students exposed Colorado High School vaccine clinic for administering vaccines without parental consent, even after the school superintendent assured this would not happen. Oh, parents, don't worry. Because, see, this is what the liberal Democrat left is all about, the authoritarian, fascistic left. It's all about getting control of your kids. So, oh, don't worry, parents. Nothing to worry about. We're not going to vaccinate your children without you knowing it. Wink, wink. And so good for this undercover students, the students going undercover exposing it, because it probably would have never been known. It probably would have never been known, and they would have continued to vaccinate kids. You know, there's people that are getting like 4, 5, 6 vaccines. And, it's like, how long is it going to be until you just stop taking vaccines altogether? Or at least the COVID vaccine. I mean, Fauci promoting 4th and 5th boosters. And these people are so nuts, they'll go to the vaccine clinic and just get a 4th, a 5th, a 6th just because they're so obsessed with it. And they're in such a constant state of fear. But how, everybody involved at this high school in Colorado that was vaccinating children without parental consent needs to be arrested. I mean, that is a crime. There should be arrests taking place. But, oh, it's the vaccine, so it's liberal, it's loving, it's good. No, people are waking up. I was lied to by my government. Twitter flooded with people saying they regret taking COVID vaccine. Adan Salazar has the story. It's at Infowars.com, and it's just got a compilation here of all these tweets of individuals saying, I regret getting the vaccine. My government lied to me. I got sick after it. I had this after it. I can't run anymore. I can't lift weights anymore. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how to tell you this, but yeah, you've been lied to by your government. You've been lied to by your media. Why would you expect anything different? That's all they ever do is lie. Eric Clapton says corporate media pushes one-way traffic about following orders and obedience. Eric Clapton will go down as a legend. Neil Young will go down as a turd. Aaron Rodgers will go down as a legend. I don't really know too many American athletes that are shilling for the vaccine, though. I think American athletes have a pretty good idea of what's going on. And I am even inclined to report to you that a lot of professional American athletes tune in right here to InfoWars. Even ones that may consider themselves liberal. Because they know how media lies. I mean, they know what goes on. Finnish government puts Christianity on trial, calls Bible hate speech. Now, you knew that was going to be the ultimate end game of the liberal left, canceling the Bible, canceling God, and using social justice or gay rights or transsexual rights, whatever it is, as the grounds to say, we have to ban the Bible, we have to ban Christianity, it's anti-gay. Don't you know? You've been conquered by the gays. Everyone's gay now. So we must get rid of that Bible. Shocking to see that coming out of Finland, but I would imagine that the left is going to make that move here eventually, too, if they haven't already. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to come back and cover more news. I do want to take phone calls today as well. But remember, InfoWarsStore.com is how everything we do here is possible. And if you don't have emergency food supplies, I mean, look, I've got a whole stack of news here about the Bidenflation. I hope that I never have to use the emergency food that I have in my home. I hope I never have to go into it. I hope I never have to eat it. But you know what? We had a situation here in Austin just a year ago, the deep freeze, where we were actually eating our emergency food supplies because there was no power, there was no grocery stores open. So we actually tapped into our emergency food supplies last year during the Great Freeze, as it was called. So that was a situation where, wow, thank God we had emergency food to eat. What would we have done? Now, again, the emergency food I have in my house, I hope I never have to open it. I hope I never need it. But wouldn't you rather have it and not need it than not have it and need it? 10% off all storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off all storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. 2-year supply, 1-year supply, 3-month supply, everything in between. Insurance you can eat in case Biden just completely collapses the economy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have.
your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You know, we've really seen evil manifest in ways that you thought you'd only read about in history books. But Jacinda Ardern, the Prime Minister of New Zealand, has really turned out to be quite an evil witch. And people are wondering where she got her millions on her government salary just in a few years. She's been one of the worst when it comes to mandates and lockdowns. Jacinda Ardern is evil manifesting in this crazy time. But perhaps what she just did or said, really both, may be the worst that you've ever seen from her. And I know that's saying a lot. This woman has locked her country down. She has force vaccinated her country with a poisonous shot. I mean, this is a real evil witch on planet Earth right now. But here she is talking about how suicide rates have skyrocketed in her country after COVID, and she's laughing about it and smiling about it. Folks, I'm not even kidding you. If you're listening to this, you might be able to kind of hear her smile maybe, because you can tell that she's not upset. But when you watch this, she's gleeful that because of her mandates and because of her torture of the citizens of New Zealand, that suicide rates have skyrocketed. Look at this evil, evil witch smirking and snickering and smiling as she talks about New Zealand suicide rates.
Sad facts for New Zealand is that everyone knows someone who has taken their own life. Now, we're a small country, less than 5 million people, but last year over 600 people committed suicide. And of course, that's only one marker of well-being. And you saw in the video reel at play, one in four people in their lifetime will experience a mental health issue. And so for us, this is something that affects everyone, because either you have someone in your family who may be affected, a friend, or you yourself. And so they say in politics, you know,
you did this
personal, and for me the issue of mental health was deeply personal. I've lost friends, and I wouldn't have to look far in my cabinet to find others who have as well. So for us it's a moral issue. Equally, it's an economic issue as well. When you have so many people affected by mental health, of course that affects your productivity, and there's good reason why business should be taking
this on. I can't take it. I can't take it anymore. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. She's smiling like it's fun. Oh yes, my mandates and lockdowns have killed a lot of people.
Wow. I mean, you are seeing on full display mass murdering psychotic world leaders. And they can't even hide their glee anymore. It's kind of like when Bill Gates goes on TV and he talks about the vaccines and all the side effects. And he's like kind of like rubbing his hands together. Like, yeah, the vaccines. We got to get the population down. Yeah, you know. Yeah, rubs his hands together. Oh, my gosh. How are we dealing? How is this real? I got to move on. In fact, let's go to Bill Gates here in clip 17. Praising the communist Chinese for their COVID response and their great vaccines. Oh, the communist Chinese, where the virus came out of? Got you. Here's Bill Gates praising the communist Chinese.
I want to wish everyone in China a very happy Lunar New Year. Just as the tiger symbolizes vitality and health, our foundation has continued to work over this past year. The recent troubling and highly contagious Omicron variant means the COVID-19 pandemic is not yet over.
No, it's never
Since
over.
Since the onset of the pandemic, China has worked hard to not only contain the virus, but also contributed to closing the equity gap by supporting other countries with many different supplies, including great vaccines. I'm hopeful that by the end of this new year, the COVID pandemic will largely be over. I was also thrilled to hear the
Are
news
you?
That in June, that the
He's
WHO
hoping, guys.
Recognized China's remarkable success in defeating malaria, declaring the country officially free from the disease. So, like many of you, I believe the world can become better, and I know that innovation and collaboration are key to getting there. I look forward to once again being able to travel to China to see all of you and this work in person. But for now, have a wonderful holiday and a very healthy and happy new year.
You know, I don't think I've ever seen Bill Gates wearing a mask. It's such a clown world, like Jen Psaki and Biden make everybody wear masks, but then they don't wear the masks. I mean, it's just, you know, all of this medical theater, it's all just so fake. Who is Bill Gates to say, like, as if he's in control of it? Maybe he is. Maybe he's making the calls. I hope the pandemic will be over next year, but you're going to have to comply with everything I say. You're going to have to keep taking vaccines, keep wearing masks, keep locking down, keep sabotaging the economy. And, you know, maybe then in a year, maybe then I'll finally relinquish this and I'll tell all the people that I've bought off with my hundreds of billions. I'll tell them, okay, we can end the pandemic now. Because that's how it works. It's just a guy decides that we're in a pandemic and then the same guy decides we're not in it anymore. That's science. That's the world we live in now. And it is crazy. It is crazy. Here's some other stories regarding COVID. PETA vice president blasts crazy NIH transgender monkey experiments, demands Fauci be fired. Yeah, what is with Fauci? He likes to torture dogs. He likes to torture monkeys. He likes to torture humans. I mean, this guy's a real Jeffrey Dahmer type. By the way, did you hear about this one? Apparently the CDC had a bunch of monkeys. Maybe this was what all those vials of smallpox were about. I don't know. Remember that they found all those vials of smallpox? So the CDC apparently has these monkeys that have had some disease injected into them. And they escaped because of a car accident. And the CDC was warning, if anybody saw one or got in touch with one, you need to go to a hospital. And so what is going on? Pennsylvania woman who came in contact with CDC monkeys after crash is experiencing cold-like symptoms, pink eye, and a cough. What in the hell is going on? What in the world? The CDC transporting diseased monkeys that they probably injected the disease into themselves. Oh my gosh. Oh, just so sickening. Top German professor on Fauci's bombshell emails. He bears full responsibility. He should be held liable. Recently, FOIA'd emails from February 2020 revealed that Anthony Fauci, Francis Collins, Peter Daszak, Jeremy Farrar, and others involved in gain-of-function research at the Wuhan lab conspired to quash any investigation into the true origins of COVID-19 outbreak and their culpability. Is it inevitable that Anthony Fauci goes to jail? Is Anthony Fauci's time to go to jail in the near future? What lengths will Anthony Fauci or his whores in the media, what lengths will they go to protect this diabolical human from facing justice? What lengths will they go to with the Biden administration to make sure that we don't have a Nuremberg 2.0 over these deadly vaccines, over the COVID pandemic? Will Fauci really get away with it again? After assessing China's military and COVID research and development, the Biden administration EcoHealth Alliance gives them a $4.7 million grant. That's nice. Let's keep funding that biological weapons research in China. And let's make sure that Fauci and Daszak are all involved in it, too. It's so loving. It's so great. New York judge strikes down state mask mandate ruling that Governor Kathy Hochul overstepped her authority in imposing a rule that needed to have been passed by the state legislature. Oh, you mean like the 2020 elections that they did that with? Large peer review study proves ivermectin works against COVID. Yeah, that's why other countries on Earth are giving their citizens the blister packs of ivermectin because it works. But the FDA has banned the monoclonal antibody treatment, you know, because all you can do is take a vaccine or die. Nothing else. Take a vaccine or die. We're the FDA. We're the CDC. We love you. Now take a vaccine or die.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.